mark are 167, 168 at Carnesville. And, man, you're just clear as a bell.
You're not doing too bad yourself. Flame of Charlie.
We'll make callers.
You're good so far.
Good. Keep up the good work there, Slick. I'll call you in another 20 minutes or so.
I'll be here.
What about our other young man? Is he still in there?
Old man.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen. And I say that with a grain of salt. This is N0TR.
Big boy.
We're just headed down to a routine doctor's appointment to give him his money for nothing. And then I think Bernice wants to go to Aldi's, of course. How you guys doing? Go ahead, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
I can't stand it.
He's sick, ain't he, Steve?
Cold down here in the shadow. I hope you... I'm on my way into Atlanta. I bought me a vehicle lift.
Pick up a little bit there, Steve.
Got you, Steve. Well, drive safe and, be careful of mental midgets down there in Atlanta. That's a horrible place to drive.
Yeah, I dropped down in a little hole down here. You should be, you should hear me pretty good now. I'm at the top of a little hill. If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to be hitting Commerce pretty soon.
That's Greek to me. I don't know the locations.
85 headed to Atlanta. Commerce is... How far is Commerce from the state line, Steve?
No, I cannot remember the mile marker at Commerce, but I'm thinking it's down around 145 or 150, something like that, and I'm at... how about that? I'm at 160 right now.
You're starting to get a little scratchy. Are you down in a hole again?
Yeah, I was down in a hole again. You know how it is down 85. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Can't get no good gas mileage that way. Ain't that right, Tom?
That's the truth. I just set it on the cruise control and let her flicker.
Sign says Homer and Franklin Springs, exit 160.
Good, Steve. That was pretty clear. Oh, we gotta go to the west side of town, which I am not crazy about. It's just a dermatologist. It's just for a checkup. And, I was counting on him doing some maxi facial stuff for me, John. See, you've never seen me. I know Steve needs it, but. I don't know if he specializes in that or not.
Kind of depends on what you got to work with, too.
I love you guys, too.
Yeah, there's a place down there by the Daughters. It says back to 30 on it. And I thought, yeah, that's wasteful thinking, John.
And anybody can turn the clock from quite back that far.
Can we vote on that?
Well, now I know who my friends and supporters are. I know I won't get y'all to vote. Golly.
You running for something?
I'm from.
Sick of political ads on the TV. I hate to even turn it on. Yuck. It's sickening. But... I guess we just got 20-some days to wait, so... c'est la vie, so life goes, happens every year. It's whoever gets the most money wins.
Yeah, well, I tell you what I'm sick and tired of is Joe Namath. All you got to do is call. You don't get your benefits automatically.
Yeah, well, Steve, cars, drugs, and lawyers, and that's what I call them, CDLs. Yeah, they, especially on the old air channels, my gracious me, oh my, there's the same ads run 20, 30 times a day for Social Security. It's the time right now that you can sign up, I guess, for new people getting on it. It's just overwhelming.
You guys don't have to put up with having to deal with finding a Part G and Medicare A and B and figuring out F and G and all that junk.
And ain't we, Joan?
I'm military retired, so I don't have to.
It's Social Security, too?
On it yet, no.
Well, John?
I just rolled snake eyes.
I'm 69 plus 3. Luckily, you broke up, Steve. This ends your old TR. RGX that goes up to the line isolator, and I didn't detect it until after I was just testing it, and it turns out it was a corroded PO-259, and it had a real light film on it, but by then I'd changed the connectors and changed the coax, so it's out of the circuit now, and then I tested it, but the wind prevails and put my antenna in a place I don't like it, and so I'm going to try to pull that back down today on the short half, which is 84 feet, isn't it, Bernie? Something like that, 83. And reshoot the sinker over the trees and try to get it back through, but that constitutes taking off an insulator and one of the egg insulators, and I'm not looking forward to it because my back is killing me, and but it's supposed to be a nice day today. I'm showing 63 already, John. Over.
That I gotta get out and finish mowing the grass here at some point in time as soon as it dries off. But yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, all you need to take care of about this afternoon is what he's saying.
Happy Saturday. Said even a freeze up in the mountains, but like Hendersonville on that. In the low 40s here, and it gets real cold, and I have a rough time with that too. I can't breathe in that cold air for very long, so I'd like to get it done before then, good Lord's willing, and the creek don't rise. But it's, for the most part, up there. I thought it was up there and finished, but you know how that goes. It was funny. I could start, I checked it with the analyzer, and then I started bringing up the power to check it under power. And as I went up, I, like 5 watts puts out, 160. 10 watts puts out about 240. I got the 15 watts and it'd kick out on SWR. Although it checked good. Finally, I got out there with the old ohm meter and the Fluke 87 and put on it, and I started shaking that cable going up to the line isolator, and it started running all over the place, and it finally come to me.
Ain't nothing easy, is it?
Notice in the service, you have static tests and you have dynamic tests. The static test worked fine. The dynamic test, it sucked.
That. Well, we always live by the motto, cut shape, pound to fit, paint to match. It can't be fixed with a hammer, it can't be fixed, and if it ain't broke, don't mess with it.
Yeah. You know, that's one place I always would have liked to work. In the Navy, they called it AMD, Aircraft Maintenance Department, where they really learned the electronics. We were mostly machine operators, you know, and the real technicians were in AMD, I thought.
Big thing was just blowing things up.
Well, I got a thing this morning from a friend of mine up in Kansas about that Benghazi affair thing. It's supposed to break any time. And I got to tell you, it's really, if it's truthful, which you never can trust anything on the internet, if it's truthful, OMG, things are going to hit the fan.
Yeah, well, I don't trust a whole lot of what the internet says, you know, but...
It gets more and more true, especially with us old folks that don't have sense enough to not believe things at times. And things that really sound factual wind up being trash. And I don't go over to Snopes and check things. I don't get that much email, but I don't know. I guess I'm biased. In fact, I know I am. Shoot about that stuff. But it's amazing what turns out to be true and not true on there. And it's really affected the lives of everybody. This Facebook and Twitter and all those different things. And I don't think for the better. But no joy on pretty weak. Try again. This is N0TR.
TR, Kilo Alpha 4, Golf Papa Alpha.
Golf Papa Alpha. This is N0TR. My name is Tom. Located in Greer. Talking to John over in Inman, if I'm not mistaken, John. Go ahead and make one. That is no fun at all when they stick that wire up your nose and into your sinuses or whatever it is. Go ahead, John.
Well, they're trying to come up with some different tests for that, but yeah, they have to stick that wire halfway down to your toes to sample whatever it is they're sampling.
Probably the most unpleasant thing I've ever done voluntarily.
Well, he's never been in the military then, has he, John?
Prior to that, they were talking about everybody getting their flu shot and, you know, how much that hurts. And I like, nah. You want a shot that hurts? Try bubonic plague. I've had one of those, and those things hurt all the way down to your toes.
Blake? Hey, go ahead. Whiskey Alpha 4, Papa X-ray Zulu. I'm top the bubonic plague one. Try the 5-7 shot they gave to us sailors in the 60s in boot camp.
I had one of those, and we just about couldn't walk. One of them was for hepatitis, and the other one was, I think they called it bicillin, and about 75% of us couldn't even hardly walk the next day, but of course they made you go ahead.
We ran in the next day.
You're hugging your mic a little bit too close.
I'm sorry. Oh, Fab, it's not hard.
Boston. But, yeah, they had a outbreak in the 60s when I was there of spinal meningitis. I think they give us bicillin, which was 1 million units of penicillin. And we couldn't hardly walk the next day. But that's from memories many, many years ago. And I'm in a bad spot, so I'm going to let you go for a little while. This is N0TR. Go ahead, John.
Hold on just a minute. What year was you at Great Lakes?
I was in San Diego in 1966, I guess it was, in the winter.
Okay. I thought I was in Great Lakes in 66. The spring of 66. And we had an outbreak of stomach flu. I'll let you go now to go for the exit.
Pick it up, John.
Tom, you have a good day out there. I'm going to back out of here for just a minute and take care and good luck at your doctor's appointment.
I'm down here by Pleasantburg Drive, so I'll be cutting out bad. This is legal here on the way down. Send your OTRs clear.
Jan, clear and listening. WA can for RJN. I think you've reached the end of the line there, buddy. And I can hear your voice down in there, but I can't make out what you're saying, so I think you hit the end of the line. Down to Atlanta, buddy. We'll talk at you later. KN4RJN clear.